an untrained part-time preacher in the community who really wasn't very reliable or responsible.
Well, he'd be an exhorter.
Okay. Now, is there any kind of if maybe not with a preacher, but let's say with a carpenter or something, let's say a man that you might trust to build a chicken coop for you, but you wouldn't trust him to build your house.
He'd be a carpenter.
Yeah, he wasn't much of a carpenter, though.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what I was getting.
Yeah.
Now, do you ever use that for for people in any other occupations other than carpenters?
Well, yes. I've heard the expression, a jackleg preacher.
Uh-huh.
Just a jackleg carpenter.
Uh-huh. How about a lawyer?
Jackleg lawyers. You know, they'd say that they're just a jackleg lawyer.
Uh-huh.
You hear them talk about lawyers.
Okay. And if you're talking to your son, when he's a little boy, your sister came over, and he'd never seen him before, and he comes over with your sister comes over with her husband, he's like, now this man, this is your uncle, and this is
your aunt.
Okay. And a girl's name is Sally, her real name is...
Sam?
Yeah. Well, do you remember the name of Abraham's wife?
Lot?
Sarah? Yeah. And then, commander of the army, the man who ran the army, for instance, speaking of Pershing or Eisenhower or MacArthur, you wouldn't call him Mr. Pershing, you'd call him
President or General.
Yeah, and if a man was the next rank down in the army, he'd be a...
Sergeant, not a sergeant.
An officer, you know, be a...
Be a colonel.
Yeah, and say his name was Smith. You'd say, isn't it?
Colonel Smith.
Yeah, and then on a road gang or something, on a construction gang, they might call the man who was in charge the foreman, or they might call him the
boss
or
captain.
Now, did you ever use captain?
No, it's not used much. Not around here.
No,
not much.
Okay, and the man who presides over a trial.
Well, he's an attorney.
Yeah, well, let's say his name is Marshall, and he's the man who's the attorneys here in the court, but this man is the one who controls the court. And they have
judge.
Yeah. And then a child in school is called a...
Pupil.
And then what if he gets into high school or college, you probably wouldn't call him a pupil, you'd call
him... No, he'd be a freshman or a sophomore.
Or a
student.
Yeah. And a man in an office has a girl there who...
He's a secretary.
All right. And on the stage, a woman on the stage would be called a man would be called an actor, and a woman would be called an
actress.
All right. And we're talking about your nationality. You'd say, are you a? I'd say you're not a German. You'd say, no, I'm a
American.
Sure. And a person with black skin, he'd be a
Negro or dark, you know.
Okay. Now, were there any other terms other than the Negro for a, you know, just, I don't mean abusive terms.
No, they call them colored folks.
Okay. And now, how about terms for some abusive terms other than now?
Well, they call them niggers. Like that, you know.
All right. And then people, let's say there's some white people who didn't take care of their farm or anything, they just were completely unreliable, you'd call them...
Just old bums or something like that.
Well, do you ever use the term poor whites or white trash or...
Well, I've heard it said, you know, just poor managers or something.
Yeah.
That's
now, what would you call a person who lived way out in the country, you know, I mean, way out in the hills, up in the hills, and he never